Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what is up, people? It is your boy, JTark214, owner of the Denver Broncos and host of SFL Weekly. It is September 24th, coming to you live with pretty much our beginning of season show. we got a lot of stuff to bring to you guys today, a lot of rules, matchup previews, going over a couple of games, just a lot of information, a lot of stuff to consume. We got about 30 minutes to get this in. Right now, I am waiting on my co-host Steps to call in. But with that being said, actually, here he is right now. Let's see if I can bring him on the line. Let's see, yo, Steps, you alive? What's up?
Yo, what up, man? My bad. It took so long, man. I was trying to figure out what was going on in the chat.
Oh, no, you good. Just pretty much just gave the introductions, letting them know, you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover today, going over a lot of information. Well, just today we're going to be flying solo. It'll be myself and Steps. With that being said, let's go on and get off. Steps has a... has a couple of things he wants to talk about. We start off with him. Steps, if you want to introduce us to what you actually want to get covered today.
All right. Well, first of all, Turk, you're a bastard. But I'll explain this now. So the issue is everybody saw that the trade that was proposed between Bando and Turk in regards to Denard Robinson. Well, on my team, the Chicago Bears, we don't have a receiving running back. So literally the night prior to this trade being worked out between Turk and Bando, I had just got in contact with Bando, and I was asking him about cornerback Devon House, and I was just about to reiterate the trade and change it up a little bit to add in Denard Robinson. And so then I wake up, and I see that this trade happened, and it irritates the mess out of me, and I call this man a bastard. And so this bastard that's on the show with me right now, one of the most interesting roster moves that he's made. And, you know, there's been a lot of roster moves in the league besides just that. Turk, you have another trade that you made. You traded off Cody Lattimore to the Rams. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I mean, in my defense, I don't have a I didn't have like a really fast running back. I had C.J. Anderson, Devon Booker, Juwan Thompson, and I signed C-Strunk, who is really not that good in carrying. So I needed a more reliable, fast, and Denard Robinson was probably about the best value I could get what I have in a punt off of a decent player or a decent pick. So that's why I went the way I went. Because I actually struck out trying to get one in free agency, but that's another story for another day. But to answer your question about Cody Latimer had no room to play on my team. I had four wideouts better than him that I was willing to go with. Demaryius Thomas, of course, you had Emmanuel Sanders. I have Benny Fowler, who was better than him, and Jordan Norwood. Also, that's four wideouts. So Cody will only get on the field in five wide out sets, which I don't normally go. If we're going five wide, more than likely it's going to be a running back or a TE in there somewhere. So Cody wouldn't be able to see the field unless somebody got tired or hurt, you know. So it would have kind of been a waste of time. And also to throw that on top of there, well, to add to it, not to throw it on top of it, to add to it, Cody is a slow progression. So it's just he has the drop open passes trade. His route running isn't that well. He was just kind of fast and tall, and he could catch somewhat. So it just wasn't a good fit, and I had somebody that inquired about him right when Madden came out. So I was like, sure, I'm not really gonna use him this Madden. So you can go right ahead and have him for the draft pick that he offered me. So, and then on top of that, I really don't have that many late round picks. So it actually helped me to make sure I was able to draft through the whole a good amount of picks in this first draft. So.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The answer to
fair
that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you coming at me like that, man. So I had to explain myself. I felt like you had a little animosity towards a couple of moves I made. But with that being said, I mean, there has been
it's some, all love, man.
There has been some. No, I got it. But with that said, there has been a lot of interesting roster moves. So far, and there's been a lot of injuries. I know you've been noticing. We actually just got done listening to the Pittsburgh owner yell at, as he would call, quote unquote, Commissioner Gordon and Batman. Trusty Sack, he's really upset about Ryan Shazier breaking his wrist for 3 weeks, which is not really nothing to be getting all pouty over when you got plenty of other injuries to view around the league. If we can just kind of swing through the league real quick, I can give you a rundown of some, see if we got any big names out there. We got Evan Mathis out for 4 weeks with broken ribs for Marvin's Cardinals. Let's see, did you know of any other big names that really got that's out? Or I see Rashad Jones, who got hurt in the, I believe, in the second half of a preseason game that he shouldn't even been playing in. Rashad Jones, which is the strong safety, 92 overall from Miami Dolphins, which I just thought that was an injury of all time. see. We also have
Shane Vereen is out for a week. He's hurt with a shoulder tear, but that's something.
Leon Hall.
Oh, here goes a good one. Greg Olsen, tight end for the Carolina Panthers, is out with a partial ACL tear for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. TJ McDonald's out for 3 weeks with broken ribs. Then you have looks like Garrett Reynolds, who's going to end up on the IR for Brian's Rams, left guard. The Ravens have a laundry list of players that are out. A lot of them probably just depth players. So if he starts racking up more injuries during the season, you're going to see him digging into people's practice squads. Looks like the Redskins have Junior Gallette out. Of course, we touched on Ryan Shazier already being out. Seahawks magically does not have anyone out. Will Fuller
no.
He'll be ready to start the season. He's only out for a week. And
now the Vikings lost Kyle Rudolph, and if anybody knows how the Vikings like to play, they definitely utilize the TEs quite a bit. So that's a pretty big loss, even though the overall doesn't reflect.
Yeah, and their backup TE is out for a couple of weeks as well with a dislocated elbow. McCole Pruitt. So he's in the world of hurt. He's going to have to do something about that real quick. Real quick. Let's see. Besides that, that's a couple of – it's like the injury report for the most part.
Now, roster move, I got an interesting roster move I just found. So it looks like Lavonte David is going to be shifting from the weak side linebacker spot to the middle linebacker slot, and Kawan Alexander is then going to be on the weak side. So that would be interesting to see how the Buccaneers end up running their defense. I know a lot of their concepts and their schemes involve the weak side coming off the edge, as well as just – the zones, the hook zones and whatnot. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Buccaneers do there. I mean, it's an interesting move. I don't know if it'll work out or not, but who knows? I guess we'll have to see in this loaded NFC South that he runs in.
Yeah, and let's see. The Buccaneers owner is the hitman, correct?
That is correct.
Correct. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll see how Hitman does with moving those linebackers around like that. All right, moving on. Let's see, we want to touch on the matchups for week one, looks like we got a pretty good opening week schedule. A lot of good games that look like it's going to be played. Let's see. We're just going to run down a list, starting with Carolina and Wesley. I'll let you speak on this one. I can't talk about my own game. Of course, I'm going to give you the prediction for my own game.
Yeah, of course. All right, so the first game, Carolina versus Denver. This is going to be owner Turk, who's on, you know, hosting right now with Krim. The key matchup for that game is definitely going to be Von Miller against the offensive line. And I'm going to say the winner is going to be Turk because that defense is a little more solid than the Panthers' defense at the moment.
I'm going to say that I'm going to win, but I don't want to be the person. I don't like to be that person to try to say I'm going to win everything, unless I just completely hate you. And the only person I really just hate in the league is the Chargers owner. Every time I play him, I'm going to win. That's a guarantee. So, with that being said, I hope to win against Krim. Krim is a really good owner. He's been with us for about, I think, the last two Maddens, I want to say.
Yep, two Maddens.
The last two Maddens. So, Krim is a really good owner. I actually look forward to playing him week one. The last couple of times I have played him, I've had really good games. So, I really hope to pull out the win against him. Moving on, we got Green Bay versus Jacksonville. That's going to be Leaf versus Bando. Without a doubt, I'm going to put Bando down for the W. It ain't no way Leaf winning. It ain't no way we've won a lot of his games this season. Let's be honest. Leaf already talking about how disinterested he is, quote unquote, in Madden. So I don't see Leaf probably loses by at least two touchdowns in this one. And hopefully he keeps Aaron Rodgers clean. But we will see. What are your predictions on that one?
Same here. I see Jordy Nelson doing absolutely nothing against Jalen Ramsey. I see Bando locking it up, two-touchdown game.
Word. All right, you wanna bring up the next one? Next one should be funny.
All right, so Buffalo versus Baltimore, LB versus Goins. The key matchup here is student versus pupil. So
daddy versus
Goins
son.
And LB, that's dad and son right there. For the people who don't know, LB – when he was dominating the league quite some time ago, he ran with the Baltimore Ravens. And so he actually passed up the Ravens when he lost interest in the Madden and passed them down to his son, Goins. So Goins inherited the Ravens. And so now we finally get to see them two against one another in this student versus pupil matchup. And I got LB. I got LB mainly because LB knows that Ravens team far better than Goins probably does. And that's no knock on Goins because Goins is a fan of the Ravens as well. But when you run with the same team for so many seasons, you know the ins and outs. You know what to look for, where the weak spots are. So I'm going to say LB wins that game, but I don't think it'll be that far off from being like a 7-point game, 6-point game, say somewhere in that, around that range.
I'm going to just be real with you. LB gonna win. Pause this in advance, but he's gonna place Goins over his knee and give him one of those old fashioned spankings. I ain't gonna say the other word. We're gonna be politically correct and say he's gonna give him one of them spankings. Pause. So it's not gonna be close. Goins gonna lose by at least three touchdowns. The six guys will not be with him that game.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on to the next game. All right, we got my boy here, Cypher Simba. Cypher the God, I forgot. You're not Cypher Simba anymore. Cypher the God, Chicago Bears versus the Houston Texans. That is that's a pretty good matchup right there, people. That's Cypher versus Chan. Chan has been to the Super Bowl, correct? Yes? No?
Yeah, he won one.
He won one. Okay, so you got the four Super Bowl winners actually going against each other with teams that they didn't go to the Super Bowl with, but it still should be a good match because both of these guys really play the game really well. On this one, though, I am going to – myself personally am going to give the game to Chen for the simple reason of Justin James Watt. Because that offensive line the Chicago Bears have, even though they've been beat together somewhat through the offseason, through preseason, is not going to be able to block him. It's not even – unless he has some quick-hitting offense pause from the Bears, there's no way that they're going to keep Justin James down. He's going to disrupt a lot of play. I mean, sorry, bro, but I got to give this one to Chan the first go around. Just for the
straight. Nah, it's fair. I feel the same way. I actually had Chan winning as well. So I'm going to do my best, though. No, I'm kidding. On a serious note, I think it'll be a solid game. I think we'll see a lot of highlights from Alshon and Mr. Nuck over there. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, JJ's a monster. I don't know how I'm going to stop him, but we'll figure out a way. We're going to pull out the win.
Gotcha. Word. Moving on, we got Cleveland Philly. J Rules for Jesus versus Fast QB. This is a matchup between two of the new owners. I really haven't had a chance to check out either one of them. But I do know for a fact that J Rules for Jesus has a little scheduling issue. So that game may end up being a auto versus a user game, or autopilot computer game versus a user. With that being said, I have seen Fast QB play. He does play, as, like his gamer tag says, pretty fast. So it's fast, quick-hitting offense. Cleveland has a depleted roster. It's just god-awful. Like I said, I've seen Fast QB play. He has a pretty quick-hitting offense, and he can play pretty up-tempo. So with that being said, I'm going to get out on the Fast QB. I don't think it'll necessarily be a blowout if J. Rules shows up to actually play the game, but Philly will take that game. What about you?
I say the key matchup, first of all, is going to be Cleveland's offensive speed versus Philly's defense. And I think Philly's defense will probably just get a little bit more pressure on RG. The offensive line, you know, lost Alex Mack. It lost, what's that right tackle that went to Kansas City? Mitchell Schwartz, I think that's his name. I think that defense gets to RG3, and I think Philly wins by probably double digits.
Gotcha. Okay. Next matchups coming up, we got Tampa Bay versus Atlanta. That is Hitman going against Commissioner Gordon, also known as Q the True. with that matchup, I think that one's a pretty easy one. I've seen a little bit of what this Tampa guy can do. It's pretty okay. But it's not too much you can do when Julio steps on the field. It's not going to be much that can be done when Julio steps on the field. I have a broken secondary, and I have issues when Julio steps on the field. And I know Tampa Bay's secondary ain't got nothing on Denver's secondary. So with that being said, I think he takes that one by, I would say, at least two touchdowns. Julio Jones has a decent day. He has about eight catches in 160 range, a couple of touchdowns. Pretty good day.
Okay. First of all, I forgot to mention this. My defensive player of the week will probably end up being Von Miller against that Carolina Panthers offensive line. Now, my offensive player of the week is going to be Julio Jones. Julio Jones is going to absolutely shine against Grimes, shine against Vernon Paul-Greaves. He's going to shine. He's going to do his thing. Q is going to carve up that defense. It's going to be a blowout, 45-13, somewhere around that range. It's going to be ugly.
All right, you want to take that next? We can just – the rest of these, we can switch them off. You want to take the next?
All right. I got you. All right, so then the next game is going to be Minnesota versus Tennessee. That's going to be Gomes versus Clint. I'm going to say Gomes only because I haven't really seen too much from Clint. I think one game it was a subpar kind of performance, but I don't know if it was just because it's preseason, using backups and whatnot. But the key matchup there is going to be AP versus that Titans front seven. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm going to have Gomes winning that game. I think that'll be probably like a two-score game on that one as well.
All right, cool. Next game, we got Cincinnati versus the Jets. That is Rob versus Jay Millie. I have not seen Jay Millie yet. Jay Millie is one of the new owners in the league. I've heard some things, but I haven't seen it for myself. I'm going to try to do my best to catch a lot of you guys' streams during week one, you know, just so I can get a fit, you know, a feel of what how y'all play and see, you know, where everybody kind of stands with their skill set. But on this one, I'm going to give it to Rob. Rob's been out here really grinding and playing against a lot of the former owners from the last league that were considered pretty good, and he's been holding his own. So with that being said, I'm definitely going to give it to Rob. I'm not exactly sure in what means he – well, I do know for a fact he likes to throw the football a lot. So maybe he'll – I think he'll have a decent day through the air. He might throw a couple of picks, but he's still overcoming with the defense and get the W there.
Okay. All right, so the next matchup we got is Oakland versus New Orleans. That's going to be fast wide receiver versus I-7. So I'm picking this one as an upset because I actually think that fast wide receiver is probably better than ice. But I'm going to say that I-7 wins this by a field goal. And I think Terron Armstead gets the better of Khalil Mack this game.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, somebody just tried to call me in the middle of this show. And the next matchup we got here is San Diego versus Kansas City. Oh, man. This is Ark versus Duke. Oh, my God. I wish there was a way both of them could lose. But honestly, and this is God, what you put in the notes is freaking hilarious, by the way. Anyway, Ark wins this one. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. Steph put in the notes, Ark wins by default. And I know exactly why he put this, because Rick's connection is quite questionable, very questionable. So Ark probably is going to end up playing the computer, which I wish it didn't happen because Rick is actually not bad. So, Rick, fix your connection, man. Please put up a fight against Ark. We can't have him start 1-0. I hate the guy.
That's exactly why I put by default. The next matchup is Miami versus Seattle. I'm not saying the Miami owner's name is Duncan something, something, something. And then the next guy, the Seattle owner is Rorschach or whatever. Winner of this one's Miami. I think the Seattle Seahawks offensive line is not going to be able to contain the Miami defensive front seven, and that's going to be it. I think Miami probably wins this one by double digits as well.
Gotcha. Next matchup we got Denver versus Detroit versus Indiana. That is Mitch versus JD. Jeff, my dude, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Mitch gonna whoop that ass, man. Like, it's not even gonna be funny, though. Mitch gonna put them paws on you, bro. It's not even gonna be funny,
man.
Mitch is pretty good.
Man.
I regard Mitch. I don't understand what some of the other owners' beef is with him, but hey, the dude is good money in my books. JD likes to throw the football a lot. His running backs aren't really that good, so he can try to line up and try to out throw the rock against him, but we'll see. That Stafford versus Luck matchup is going to be quite something. I'm actually picking my offensive player of the week to come out that game. I can't put my money on which one it's going to be, but it's going to be one of those two quarterbacks.
Okay. All right, so the next game we got is the New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. Gabe versus Toon. Now, I have this as my game of the week, surprisingly, because I think Toon is fairly underrated in regards to just his gameplay versus what everybody else thinks. And I think he'll give Gabe a tough matchup, but I think Gabe will end up eking this one out by 1 point, 1 to 2 points. And I feel like OBJ versus Scandrick, I think OBJ gets the best of Scandrick. He goes off, maybe a buck 20, two touchdowns, and he'll win the game.
Okay. Next matchup here, we got is the New England Patriots versus the Arizona Cardinals. Right now, we don't have a New England owner. Actually, well, if you sign in right now, it'll show that we have someone that is the New England owner, but it's actually a second account of mine that we use for a situation where someone traded for a player that they shouldn't have been trading for, with that, but that's neither here nor there. And they're going against the Arizona Cardinals, which is Marvin. That game probably is going to be a W for Arizona because I don't know if we'll have that spot filled in time. I do know for a fact we are working on it. The guy that we originally had set up to take the Patriots actually, I don't know, he went crazy or something like that. I don't know what happened to the guy, but he's not here. So with that being said, Marv pretty much walks in with a 1-0 record into the season. And next.
All right, so next is Pittsburgh versus Washington. This is Black Diamond versus AC, and we just kind of had this on Xbox Live in regards to how Black Diamond doesn't intend on playing his game, but it's fairly certain he'll end up playing. And versus AC, he's always given AC problems. Pittsburgh, with that explosive offense, is missing Le'Veon Bell. I was kind of back and forth on this one. I was going to have this one as another upset, but ultimately, I think AC wins this one. I think Josh Norman will be able to smother Antonio Brown, and I think Big Ben Roethlisberger is going to throw a few picks, you know, which Jack, you know, he's known to throw some picks. So I think he'll throw some crucial picks. AC will capitalize, and that'll be game for Washington.
Gotcha. All right, so moving on to the last matchup we got here. We got the late Monday night game that was a week one, and that is the St. Louis – oh, I'm sorry. That's why the hell you put St. Louis. Anyway, the Los Angeles Rams versus the San Francisco 49ers.
My bad.
And
sorry,
that
dude.
Is featuring I'm Your Pops versus Spawn on that one. That one's gonna be a little tough, but I'm gonna have to give it to I'm gonna have to get that matchup to B. That's just one of those ones. B always finds a way to get the dub every time. The guys just season in, season out, he no matter what type of roster you put in front of him, he could have a team full of 70s, which he damn near got a team full of 70s.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's gonna find a way to win. So with that being said, I play Ja myself, and Ja he looks like he's gonna be pretty nice with the 49ers, even though it was, you know, I've seen only the second team. He has a good offense put together for them. I still think B gets the win in that one. Hands down. And with that being said, we took you through all the matchups. We just wanted to touch on a couple more things we have about. We try to make this short and sweet. We'll probably cover this for about 10 minutes. We got a couple of rules and things we want to go over. We got a lot of new owners. We have people throwing out questions. Nobody knows do this. And what do I do in this situation? Yada, yada, yada. So I just kind of want to touch on a couple of key things. One, if you are having problems with scheduling with a owner, there are a couple of things that you need to do. One, you need to privately reach out to them because some guys, including myself, have the main Madden chat muted. So unless you or use the mention feature, if you do not mention them directly, or you do not send them a private message, they may never see it because they keep the chat on mute. For certain reasons of someone like Gomes, who likes to periodically spout out about 20 messages in a row about, you know, what type of techno music he danced to today or something like that. So, you know, you have to take that into consideration to just kind of be mindful of the situation, like, hey, just make sure you've done your due diligence to get in contact with that person. And if they are purposely ignoring you or they're taking forever to respond, then you should reach out to one of the admins and bring it up to them so they can find a solution or reach out to that owner themselves, because sometimes that person just may be flat out ignoring you. It happens from time to time. We do have a couple of those guys who tend to do that, but most of the guys will give you a fairly decent time frame to try to get in contact with you. If you do run into, say you do speak with someone and then the time frame that they give you does not work with the time frame that you have. So what we tend to do in those situations is we try to look at the time frames that we're given. who was more available at more reasonable times opposed to the other. Now, we do understand that some of you guys have jobs and some of you guys are in school, some of you guys have family, all this good stuff. We do understand that. But here's another thing that you have to think about. You got into a Madden league knowing that it was going to take you having to coordinate with other people to play games. So you have to keep that in mind. You can't say, "Well, oh, I gave the guy time and he didn't show up." Okay, you have to realize that that guy has a life just like you. You guys need to work together and try to find a good time to get together. If you cannot do so, and we as in the admin team come to the realization, like, okay, it looks like they just gave each other times and nobody really tried to work with another one. That game is just going to go to a flat-out sim. Now, if you have one where a guy gave you multiple times and the other guy was not willing to budge on what he had going on just because he only wanted to play at that time, then that guy may end up getting the sim loss and the other guy, or not the sim loss, but that guy may end up getting put on auto and you probably will end up getting to play the computer. Steph, are there any other situations that you can think of where, you know,
Well, definitely rage quitting. I know there's a way that you can disconnect and then the score is not even record. If you're found to be rage, like to have been a rage quit in a game, then your game will be simmed, or that other individual that you're playing against will end up playing the computer. And then you may face a type of penalty, whether it be a player being suspended or maybe you're on autopilot for a set number of weeks. Just when you're playing your games, and if there's like any questionable rules that may be like broken, or, you know, you may have a question in regards to them in the middle of the gameplay, stop your game and actually message the other person and let them know that they're violating a rule. Because a lot of times what will happen is a person will be running a gameplay or doing something in regards to their gameplay, and they won't realize that they're breaking a rule. They won't realize that something they're doing is, you know, contrary to the rules. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. I'm not saying that we all have the rules 100% memorized, but whenever you are playing, of course, you're going to want to play a sim game. And so when that happens, you need to stop the game, let the other person know, hey, you're breaking a rule. And if that doesn't work, then you notify one of the admins, and then we'll talk to Q, or even if we're already watching the stream, then we'll notify the individual that they need to switch up their gameplay or something of that nature. And if that doesn't correct itself, then there will be penalties, whether, again, being player suspension or forfeit the game or even being on autopilot for a set number of weeks.
Yes, okay, and to expand on what he was saying, if there is a situation where there is no one around, sometimes games are played in the middle of a weekday. A lot of us work, so some of us are at work and we're not at the console, we're not watching the games, yada, yada, yada. If you have situations where you play a game throughout the day or there's not an admin around to handle the situation right then and there, what you want to do is if there is something that is visual proof, well, everything's going to have visual proof. There are features on the Xbox for some of y'all who don't know magically. You can record clips. So if there is something going on, you guys, Xbox, record that. Let us know. Like, hey, I took clips of it. So, you know, whenever you have a chance, check this out. And we will try to handle it accordingly. Do remember, I want to say can they go back and erase the result of games?
I'm not sure if they can, but I know they can change the win. Yeah, I think they can actually change it, but I'm not entirely sure, though. Don't quote me on that. But real quick, to add on to what you were saying, if you're on Twitch and you're broadcasting your game, make sure you have it set on your settings on Twitch to archive your broadcast, because if you're playing your game and you're streaming – and there's a gameplay issue, and nobody sees it, but you want to show it to someone, you're not going to be able to say Xbox record that or Cortana record that or anything of that nature, because you'll already be streaming. So you'll need to archive every broadcast that you have, so that you can go back into the broadcast, find whatever issue there was, make it a highlight, send it to one of us as the admins, and then we can address it appropriately.
All right, yeah. And So that's that. We just wanted to touch on that with the some of the rules and the gameplay complaints. I just had two other things I want to touch on really quick. First one is week one is about to start. So with that being said, a lot of the players are about to enter their suspension phase. Those who are not with the one speed. So with that being said, if you know for a fact that you have a player that is suspended in real life or was suspended in real life for the first Lord knows how many games they were suspended for. Most of them are 4 games. You have a couple of guys who were suspended 3, some 10, some 13, 14, whatever it is. Do remember, they're suspended. They cannot play. So what you want to do is, on your depth chart, you make sure I will post the suspension list a couple of more times between now and when we start, and I will be keeping an eye out for it every so often. I will go through and check the because there's a way to check how many I believe you can check how many snaps somebody played. So I'll go through and I'll see, mm-hmm. through and see if these guys play snaps. So if they play snaps, you'll get a contact from me like, yo, why did not trying to point out nobody, but maybe like the Cowboys, yo, why did Randy Gregory play? You know, what was he doing on the field? And they'll have to answer to that. And they can't give me a good reason, like, oh, the computer, I'm sorry, I don't know how that happened. Like, I didn't even play that game. Then they're going to just have to we're going to have to come up with some type of solution, like, oh, well, that game is not going to count towards the suspension. We're going to have to bump it down one more and go like that. But I will be checking on it. So what you want to do with those guys that are suspended, you want to make sure on the depth chart they're completely off. You go through and check every position, make sure they're not backing up at any other position so they don't magically sneak on the field. Because even if you do bump them all the way down the depth chart, who's to say that those players in front of them don't get tired on the drive and he magically sneaks on the field? You want to make sure they're completely off the depth chart. They don't even show up as any of the numbers listed on there. They're all the way at the bottom. So that's with the suspended players procedure. Also, the last one and the most important, because we just had to deal with the situation earlier, is how to submit trades. So with trades, if you're wanting to trade and you have been given an okay to trade, you want to discuss it with the person on WhatsApp or on some type of other means than the console. Do not submit trades on the console until you've been given an okay by the admin team that, hey, it was voted on, you're good to go, you can go ahead and submit it on the console and have them accept it. Because with that being said, we had someone submit a trade to the computer team, and the computer team accepted it, and then we had to go back in, you know, and fix it. But you go and negotiate it, and whatever you guys agree on, you send it over to the admin team. The admin team votes on it. We're usually pretty quick about it. You may get a response back within a couple of hours. And once we say yes, you can go on the console, submit it to that person. And whatever happens after that point, that's between you and the owner. We've had a situation where trades have actually fell through on the last, like, trade deadline week because people didn't submit it in time or the other person didn't accept it in time. Whatever goes on between you and that owner after we say, hey, it's okay if you guys do that trade, that's on y'all. So with that being said, we just kind of want to throw that out there. Steps, is there anything else you want to expand on, Paul, before we get out of here?
No, just, you know, make sure you guys are getting your games in on time. Don't be that guy to be the last one to play, or if you know for sure that you're not going to be able to play, let your opponent know in advance so they can get in contact with an admin if you don't do it already, so that you can be put on auto. Yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got, man. You covered everything.
All right, man. With that being said, it's your boy, Jay Turk, 214, owner of the Denver Broncos, and my man's right here, Steps, Cypher, the guy, owner of the Chicago Bears. This is leading y'all off. Hope y'all have a good first week one. We'll be back with a guest. We are looking for a guest for the first regular season show. If you want to be a guest, just hit myself up or Steps in the chat, PM us or something, and we will try to coordinate with you guys' schedule to get you on the show. That being said, we appreciate y'all listening in. Y'all have a damn good week. All right?
Yeah. check my style. Check, check, check it out. Check the style. Check, check, check it out.
Check it out.
Check my style, check, check, check it out. Check my style, check, check, check it out.
Check
my style, check, check, check it out.
Check it out,
y'all. Fuck jumping the broom, honeymoons.